was the main creative challenge of making this particular work?
I think that one of the creative challenges was getting the opinion of the other side, you know, like getting John Hardigan. I've already described to you my persistent, I think I've got a list of about 12 or 13 calls and letters that I made to Lachlan Murdoch over the time with no result.
You can feel the resistance.
Yeah, it was really interesting to me because Run Rabbit Run attracted to the theatre a lot of people who don't normally go. It was something like 50% of the people who came had never come to the theatre before, and the ones who came were often South fans, and they wanted it to be a bit of a pantomime, the goodies against the baddies. Now with theatre, I strove very hard to try and make it, you know, the nuances of corporate sport and all of that. And I went to one performance where people were shouting out at the John Hardigan character. And I said to Neil, you know, I've just worked so hard to make his point of view balanced. He said to me, you can't control the audience. You know, sometimes you'd sit in Run Rabbit Run and there'd be someone sitting next to you and they'd be going, yep, yep, I remember that bit. Oh, yeah, that's what he was. Oh, that's definitely what happened. All right, you know, and they'd be talking as the play was going on, you know, and that's just... that's part of it for me. I love that. I guess that was the challenge, not riding the goodies against the baddies. If I had to articulate the creative challenge of that, it was to try and look at not just riding David against Goliath, because everybody always says, oh, this is a great story because it's David against Goliath. Not just riding a boring Goliath, you know, because to me that's not interesting either. You want the complexities. You have to think that that corporation were not just being utterly scurrilous. Even if they were, it's not interesting dramatically. I needed that it was this clash between the demands of the corporatisation of sport and the attractions of tradition, the nostalgia of tradition. And I needed to lay, not blame, but ask questions about the sort of intransigent clinging to tradition and whether that was always the best option. Mm-hmm. So I needed to sort of show the fatal flaw. People always describe that in a Shakespearean character. What is their fatal flaw? Mm-hmm. Well, to actually look at, if Run Rabbit Run is about the community, not about any one person, what is the fatal flaw within that community that made it hard for them to make that transition?
Often I find a challenge with verbatim plays is this tendency for them to be head heavy.
Yeah.
There's no action when you're interviewing people. You're just sitting around like we are now.
Yeah.
How did you approach that challenge?
I mean, look, I don't mind a fair bit of stand and deliver, you know, that sort of the charming, persuasive monologue, but it can't all be that. I did things like, I have a family in there, and a lot of their scenes are really funny and charming and hilarious and also confronting. You know, when he's telling his daughter that, well, this is what happens, you have to not go to parties. I could feel the audience going, oh my God, this is where the indoctrination of... And that's great. That's the edgy moment, you know. So I did that. I constructed some of that later. I interviewed them as a family, and I interviewed Marcia and Barbara as a mother and daughter couple. So I often try to do interviews in tandem with the one-to-one, some with a group of people. Yeah, I mean, I would often have people, like I had lunch with Norm Lipson and two other participants in the drama, and so that I kind of based some of it on that lunch. So my answer would be this kind of balance between individual interviews and group interviews.
Yeah.
Because there's always a dynamic within the group that is interesting to observe and dramatic when you put it on stage. I mean, if you'd heard that interview with Marcia and Barbara, it wasn't actually particularly funny. It's when it's performed later as a duologue that it becomes side-splitting. And on the opening night, Marcia and Barbara, I saw them in the audience, they were just like, they're crying, they're laughing so much. But at the time, they weren't like that. You know, it's seeing themselves on stage and realising what a kind of double act they were in real life. Sometimes the theatrical act can heighten what happens. I mean, it's a much longer technical question, but even the stand and deliver can't be pure explanation. I suppose when I'm interviewing, I'm trying to get somebody to have some sort of change happen within them, or when they tell a story, to have some sort of transformation so that there is an internal drama.